Let's move on to some other questions. Good points. This is just changing topics. These are going to come from all over the place, Nadeem. What are your thoughts on police reform? Seems odd that military personnel go through training each year, but police don't. Police have initial training. What about annual training? And then there's this, now the remedy is defunding versus increased funding. What are your thoughts on the legal side of this, either liability or training as a police? From a lawyer's point of view, what do you think about these police issues that are raising themselves, that are pointed out of these questions and that are raising themselves in our public consciousness?
I think that discussion usually takes the wrong turn when it gets to the extreme. So people talking about defunding the police, hey, nobody is saying, I hate the police and that's why we're doing it. People are saying, let's not defund the police itself, but let's take some of the money that we're putting towards automated weapons and put it in maybe like educating our police officers a little bit more, maybe increase their salaries as well a little bit, because in my personal opinion, police officers are, you know, definitely not paid well for the jobs that they're doing. And so every time somebody brings that discussion up, it's kind of like if you say defund the police, you're like anti-police, which is not true. I love police. Some of my family members are in the police force. A lot of my friends are police officers. And I think 99.9999999% of the police officers are doing a wonderful job. Unfortunately, the ones that are not, that are the bad apples in the batch, you know, that's going to come to the forefront, and then everybody's painting the entire police force as being bad. So from a legal standpoint, when it comes to better educating your police officer, giving them, you know, better support to do their job, I think in the long term, it's going to benefit the cities, the states, because once a police officer that's a bad apple makes a mistake like that, well, guess what? There's civil recourse. The states, the cities are going to get sued for that, you know, negligence or you know, willful acts. And so at the end of the day, I think, in you know, long term, it should be good to maybe look at the resources going to the police and maybe make better decisions where they should be going. And that's what I understand when they talk about defunding the police, not just, you know, taking all the money away from the police departments, because that'll be super.
Fantastic points. I echo them all. Well, one of the things in the question, I think police do have continuing education. I don't think it's one and done when they got out of the academy. So I think they do have, for me, you know, they'll do have reminders and retraining on this stuff. And the more the merrier, the more they do. You know, I agree on more salaries, better pay, better training, that kind of stuff. And when I heard you talking about 99.999% of being officers being great, dedicated people, I mean, it's hard to be an officer, to go in that line of work. It's, you know, to be doing that every day. You're just navigating a lot of things in society. You're on the front lines. The other thing, though, is you're right, is that, you know, it's just like with lawyers, you know, there's a few bad apples, a few bad lawyers color it for everybody. You and I are personal injury lawyers, and personal injury lawyers, it's a joke. You know, there's all these jokes on late night TV and stuff about ambulance chasers and sharks and no respect and doing dishonest things. And I know the way you and I conduct our practices and our lives are to be above reproach, always do the right thing, follow all ethics rules, go beyond that, avoid any appearance of impropriety, et cetera, et cetera. But then we have some lawyers that don't do that, and then the entire profession has a cloud cast on them. So some analogies there, would you say?
Oh, that's definitely right. That's definitely right. And kind of along those lines, when it comes to police officers, and as I said, I've got a lot of friends that are police officers and doing a wonderful job. In my personal opinion, what I think is one of the biggest issues in those situations, and this is boiling down to the Second Amendment. Everybody's armed to the teeth. So a police officer going into a situation has got to assume that the person on the other end may be armed and dangerous. And so I, you know, coming from Europe where, you know, there is no Second Amendment, there is no right to bear arms as freely as here in the United States, I think that kind of gets to the root of the problem, because if police officers are going into a situation knowing that, hey, this person doesn't have an automatic weapon pointed at me, I may not be as trigger happy as I probably would have been. So, you know, that's just my personal opinion on that topic as well.